We left off in a very big discussion revolving around the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph and Ksubas about the whole concept of a Kinyan Yad and the concept of a Kinyan Hagbah and the relationship between the two Kinyanim, or perhaps the lack thereof of one of these two Kinyanim. And we basically all boil down to a question in terms of both a Kinyan Yad and a Kinyan Hagbah, both in terms of Kinyanim, in terms of Dinim Mominus, as well as in terms of Bukos Gittin. If you remember, really, all ultimately revolved around about how to tie up a pasuk in Chumash, nasim biyada. The Torah speaks about giving a get, putting it biyada. So what exactly does that mean? So we saw in the Shittim Kubetz, there's two radically different possibilities, just how to translate the phrase of nasim biyada. So we saw one mahalach is that nasim biyada is referring to yad, and yad by gittin works not the Torah's kinyan, and therefore we cannot extrapolate from gittin to dinim hamris tachayish mishpat. But the word yad, as appears in the Chumash in the context of gittin, is referring to one pshat of the Shittim Kubetz. This is referring to a nesina biyad. That was the famous pshat diktzais. That's the diktzais whole theory about gittin in general. It's not a din of aknas again. It's a din of nesina biyad. It's a nesina again. Then we have the Shittim Kubetz has quoted another possibility that maybe the word v'nasim biyada, the phrase v'nasim biyada, is really conjuring up the image of a hakno'o, but not a hakno'o of a kinyan yad, because there really is no such thing as a kinyan yad. Ella, what the Torah is describing v'nasim biyada as being a hakno'o based on the regular rules that we know of hakno'o, i.e. hakbah. And if you hold like Rashi, Shita, and Ksubis, and Kedush, and other places, that kinyan hagbah requires three tvachim, so be it by get also. V'nos and biyada will only be v'teras hakna'ah and i.e. hagbah, and it will be subject to the limitations of hilchas hagbah, three tvachim according to Shittas Rashi. So those are really the two extremes that we saw within the Rishonim last week. Then we concluded with a major machlokes, the Kedolei Acharonim, between Rabbi Kiveger and the Nesivos about lamaisa, a potential shah lamaisa. What exactly is necessary in order for get to be chal? Do you have to go through the root of yad, or can you invoke potentially the idea of hagbah as well? So putting aside this second sheet of the Kubetz, this was really a big finish. To say that there's no din of yad by get, that all of get is hagbah, that was a tremendous finish. So we're going to go with conventional wisdom that there is a din of nesina biyad, whether you want to call it nesina biyad, whether you want to call it a kinyan yad, whatever you want to call it. Seems to be that the Torah is describing Yad as being the major way for a get to be effective. We had a further machlekes, the Nesivos and Kivega, right at the end of the shir, right? The very last thing we said, as we were off to the races, so we quoted the machlekes between the Nesivos and Rabbi Kivega about, can you possibly effect a get by not necessarily invoking only a Kinyan Yad? What if you want to invoke a Hagbah? Will Hagbah with a Kinyan Hagbah be good for a get? Again, according to this second approach to Shita, that's what every get is. But this was not conventional wisdom. Within conventional wisdom, that the Torah says v'nosa biyada, so it means a yad, a kinyan yad, a sinu yad, whatever you want to call it, will hagbah be acceptable or not? So this was not just a theoretical question, this was a halach lamaisa question. This was the famous chumra for Bikivega. Bikivega said, when you give a get, you have to be really, really careful to make sure that the get is folded up small enough that's all within the palm of the woman's hand. Because anything that's outside of the hand is not going to work. It's not going to be kinyan yad. Hagbah doesn't help forgetting. Forget it, even us and the other. And the Nesivos disagreed. And the Nesivos said, no, we're talking about, he said, well, whatever's outside the hand, so Zolzan will be kind of a kinyan hagbah. Kinyan hagbah is perfectly okay. So what do we make of this machlek? This machlek is a Gedolei Acharonim within, again, leaving aside the sheet, that this was the extreme sheet, but within the conventional wisdom, if there's some kind of a din of a yad that's acceptable for gittin, is hagbah also acceptable or not? What do we think about this machlokes? The Gedalia, the Kivega, and the Nesivos. Maybe this is what they were talking about at that fateful Kriyas HaTorah when Kivega fainted. Who knows? I wasn't there. But the machlokes, the Gedalia, the Gedalia, the Kivega, and the Baal HaNesivos, is hagbah acceptable? Is hagbah good enough for a get? What do you think about that machlokes? Do we have any precedent for this machlokes in Rishonim? Do you have any Gemaras that shed any light on this? Because this is so basic to everything we're talking about. Yad, Hagbah, differences, similarities. What is the din by gittin? Is it shayach that a kinyan Hagbah should be an accepted mechanism for a get? What should the din be? Do we have any other precedents? Do we have any other cases of gittin where we're going to try to invoke a kinyan to effect the get? Rather than a physical nesina, do we have any rayas? What? Okay, well, Kli is a chotzer, so I'm not sure that's going to do the trick. So there is a Gemara at the beginning of the 8th parak of Maseches Gittin, where at least some Rishonim interpreted the Gemara to mean as follows. The Gemara talks about putting a get in a chotzer, and it's not exactly clear which kinyan the Gemara is trying to invoke. Rashi on the spot, the end of the 8th parak of Gittin, has a startling statement. Rashi writes that you can be yotzei the din of Nesina biyada by invoking kinyan agav. Kinyan agav, we've never heard of that kinyan yet. I mean, probably some of us have heard of it, but not in this context yet. Agav is a mishnah in Maseches Kedushin, where the mishnah says, if I want to sell you karka, and at the same time I want to sell you metalklin, I need not put the metalklin into the karka. I could sell you a piece of land in China. I could sell you a car in Bergenfield, and as long as you make the kinyan on the karka, then you can be kind of the car. That's the kinyan agav. The chasim she'en l'machrayis, din chasim yesh l'machrayis, b'kesh shnai v'chazok, the gemara derives from psukim, the whole din. There's a din called kinyan agav. So Zok to Rashi with an unbelievable chiddush in Maseches Gittin. Rashi says, if Reuben wants to divorce Rachel, he doesn't have to hand her the get. He doesn't have to hand her the get biyada. She doesn't have to pick up the get. He doesn't have to put it into hachotzer. Doesn't have to put it into a kelim. If he can somehow figure out a way to be mocked at that get to her, even invoking kinyan agav, she's megarashes. So what he could do is, he could put the get down on the floor, in the middle of the street, and then go to Rachel and say, Rachel, I want to be mocked to you, a piece of land somewhere. And agav, that piece of land, I want to be mocked to you the get. So Zokt, Rashi, and myself is getting being the 8th parak, since such a mechanism would work for kinyanim, I could sell you a car, agav the land. What's the difference, says Rashi? If I could sell you a car out of the land, I could sell you a get out of the land as well. And the woman doesn't touch the get is 10,000 miles away, the get is sitting in the middle of, we need a real far place. Where's a real, really good? It's in the middle of Antarctica. The get sitting, he wrote it, he dropped it, he deposited it with the penguins, it's sitting in Antarctica. I was once talking to somebody in the administration here about all the good work that my wife is doing for Wire Connects. So I said that we had a particular Shabbos a couple of years ago. It was like Wire Connects across the world. I said we had representatives from every single continent on the globe. I said we had events taking place in North America, South America, Europe, Asia, South Africa, I think we had Mamish, every continent. The only thing I said was, I'm sorry to report that we did not have anything taking place in Antarctica. That was the only thing I said. To which the response was, and don't the penguins have to get married also? That was the response. Okay, so anyway, we got to know what your limited capacity is. Okay, everybody said, I'll get it back to... So the guy puts a get in the middle of Antarctica. He goes back to Tinek, and he goes ahead and he says to his wife, I'm selling you a small corner of my driveway, and agav that I'm selling you that small corner of my driveway, you should be megureshes mimeni. That's what the Torah is talking about. Where's the Vinasim Biyada? It's not Vinasim Biyada. So after Rashi, I'll find the Vinasim Biyada. You have a link to Dushin? There's a mission. You can make a kin in Agav. Just as you can make a kin in Agav, but you can make a kin in Agav to be machted to get as well. So I state in Rashi. Come to Rashba and ask the Kash and Rashi. And if you were a Rashba, what Kash would you ask? If you were attacking this Rashi, what would you ask? It's not Vinasim Biyada. It's what? If you have a new text in the Chumash, the Hikna Biyada, it's not the Nasim Biyada. There's Nishkin, Nasim Nesina Biyada. There's no Nesina. The get is 10,000 miles away in the middle of Antarctica. What kind of Nasim Biyada is that? So Frek the Rashba against Rashi, that's a Hakno without a Nesina. The Rabbi say, isn't the Machlekes Rashi and the Rashba identical with the Machlekes of Kivegar and the Nesivas? Aren't the later Acharet in the 1800s fighting out what the Rishonim fought out 500 years earlier? That according to Rashi, obviously agav is acceptable, even though Rashi would be masking. It's not a nesina, but according to Rashi, v'nosem biyada means hakna. So, if agav works according to Rashi, l'chayra hagba should work as well. According to the Rashba, who says no, you need a nesina. This is nishkena. Hakna is not sufficient. L'chayra, the same way Rashi opposes. The same way that Rashba opposes the using of a kinyan. Of a kinyan agav for a get, the Rashba should oppose the using of a kinyan hagbo as well. So at first glance, if I would just look at this machlekes Rashi and the Rashba, beginning the 8th parak of Gittin, and based on, and And based on what we spoke about on Wednesday, the Machlokes of Kveger and the Nesiva, it's part of the same story. What has been Nosin Biyada? Nesina Biyada, Dafka Nesina Biyada? It's got to be Dafka Nesina? Or maybe even a Kinyan, albeit without Biyada, would be acceptable. So you're going to tell me it's not the same. Okay, I'm going to tell you it's not the same either. So comes the Nesivas and says, guess what? It's not the same. Comes the Nesivas and says, I know, you're going to tell me, says the Nesivas, that my machlekes Rabbi Kveger is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rashba, and I'm going to be stuck on the side of Rashi, which is not the Rav Rishon, probably don't accept Rashi's pshat in the beginning of the eighth paragraph of Gittin. Says the Nesivas, no. I think I'm correct even according to the Rashba. Even if Rashi is not correct, I still think I'm correct. Why? Says the Rashba, Kinyan Hagbah is not the same as a Kinyan Agav. By far not. Who's going to tell me the difference? There's an obvious difference between the two. Now, what's the difference, everybody say? A Kinyan Agav, the get is 10,000 miles away, in the middle of a snowdrift in Antarctica. It's nowhere near her hand, she's getting a T-neck, and the get is 6,000 miles away. That's not been nothing beyond that. When it comes to a Kinyan Hagbah, even though it's not technically beyond in the sense that it's not a Kinyan Yad, because Zachta Nesivas from Kveg is right, that it's only called a Kinyan Yad, but it's Munach in her hand, that's true. So it's not the Kinyan Yad, whatever sticking out of her hand, but it's still called beyond, it's a Kinyan beyond. It's a type of a Kinyan that she's doing with her hands. A Kinyan that's being done with your hands cannot be equated to a Kinyan that's being done through a mechanism called Agav. Agav is a hocus-pocus halachic mechanism called Kinyan Agav. You don't touch it, you don't come near it, it's 10,000 miles away, it's still nicked to you. That taka falls short of Nuchas Gittin Zach the Nesivis. But a Kinyan Hagbah is called the Nesina Biyadai. True, it's not exactly the same as the Kinyan Yad because part of the get sticking out, I know that, says the Nesivis. I made up that qual, I know, I'm well aware of that. But it's still not as bad as a Kinyan Agav. It's still called, it's a Nesina Biyadai, it's a Hakna Biyadai, that's good enough. Says in the Sivas, I mean, a Raya Brewer Shayla Lechuva. A Raya Brewer. That a Kinyan Hagbah is still called Biyada. It's sufficient to meet the criteria of Biyada. I'll tell you how I know this, says in the Sivas. Who remembers? We spoke about this so many times back about the Tzia days. Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokesh. How do you buy Matanf Limit Deraisa? I go into the store, I want to buy a bag of potatoes. Okay, I go into a Jewish store, I want to buy a bag of potatoes. How do I do that with Deraisa? Anyone want to tell me? How do you do that? I know how to get married, Minatara Kesar Shtavir. I know how to buy karka, Midaraisa, Kesar Shtachazoka. How do I buy potatoes? How do I buy potatoes? No? Hagbah. Machlaikis. Who knew? Machlaikis Rabbi Yechon Shlokish. No, what's Machlaikis? Let's hear. Come on. I'm Rabbi Yechon and Dvartaira, Mos Kainis. Rabbi Yechon says Midaraisa, Mos Kainis. By paying cash. That's the equator. How did Rabbi Yechon figure that one out? Do you have any idea? He learned that from Pidyon Hekdesh, he learned it from Kinyan Evan Ivri, he learned that Misvah. Machlek Tuvah, Machlek Zirushar. How did Rabbi Yechon figure it out? But we're not interested in Rabbi Yechon right now. We're interested in Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says no. Midaraisa Meshichas Kaina. Midaraisa, when I say Meshich, I don't only mean Meshich, I mean Meshicha, Bo, Mesiv, any Kinyan that's done, Miyad Liyad, any Kinyan that's done with your hand, that's the Akkad Metalton Midaraisa. How do you know Menon immediately? How did Reish Lakish know that the metaltlin and nikdav and meshicha midaraisa? Who remembers the gemara by mitziyat afim zayin? What does it say? I'm Reish Lakish. My time to Reish Lakish. V'chisim keru mimkar la amisecha. Oh kano miyad amisecha. What does that phrase mean? Oh kano miyad amisecha. The Torah is describing how to acquire things. How do you acquire it? Miyad amisecha. V'davra hanikna miyad liyad. Namely, the Torah is describing that the mechanism of a kinyan from a tachlin is miyad liyad. What's that? Hagbah, Meshicha, Mesiva, those are all examples of this global kinyan called a Nesina miyad liyad. That's the mechanism of kinyan metachlin according to Reish Lakish. So if Yechon happens to disagree on the technicalities of that pasuk, he thinks the pasuk means something. Okay, I don't want to get bogged down in the details right now. But from Reish Lakish, we see a yesod that a kinyan meshicha meets the criteria of called a what? It's a kinyan miyad liyad. Zocht the Nesivis, just as according to Reish Lakish, a kinyan meshicha hagbah mesiva is called the kinyan miyad liyad, so too for the purposes of gittin, v'nosen miyad k'siv. You have two ways to give a get, zocht the Nesivis. You can either invoke a kinyan yad, which would mean it has to be mamish within within the actual airspace of the hand itself, and that'll work whether above three tefachim, below three tefachim. It won't be subject to the rules of hagbah of lavud of three tefachim. If it's taka tucked inside the hand, then it will work based on kinyan yad. And if it's not tucked in the hand, then it will work through kinyan hagbah. Kinyan hagbah is a kinyan; it's not an asin liyada. No, it's also an asin liyada. The same Rish Lakish called it an asin liyada. It's not the same as Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is off the charts. Kinyan Agav is in Antarctica. That's not sufficient for a get. But a Kinyan Yad or a Kinyan Hagbah, those are two perfectly valid mechanisms to be Zaychan a get. And it's a Nat Nekuda Rebbe Kivega disagrees. Rebbe Kivega says no. Rebbe Kivega says that the definition of Inasa Biyad means it has to be a Kinyan Yad. And what's up the Kinyan Yad? What's called the Kinyan Yad? A kinyan yad is it has to be completely inside your hands. If it's partially protruding outside of your hand, there's a nishkin kinyan yad. There's a kinyan hagbah. Kinyan hagbah is no good. So we have machlokes, the gedolim, the ge'ini olim, from gedolim, v'shainim, from acharonim. What is the Torah mean? When the Torah says v'nasim biyad, what model is the Torah describing as the way, is the effective way to give a gift? Is v'nasim biyad referring to a kinyan hagbah? That's what one day in the Shit Mekubetzes, that was the Mechudesh Dikashita, that was the second Shit Mekubetzes from Wednesday Shia, that it's the Torah is only talking about a kinyan hagbah with all the rules and limitations of kinyan hagbah, kibbutz tefachim, whatever. According to the first Malach, there's no such thing as an asina biyad, no such thing as a kinyan. The whole thing doesn't exist according to one day in the Shita. Or do we say, no, of course there's a kinyan yad. That's no question. There's a kinyan yad. But get there in a kinyan yad, maybe my mominus, whether or not that's going to be the only option for giving a get. So that taka depends on the machlekes between the Nesivus and Rabbi Kivega. According to Rabbi Kivega, that's all there is. There ain't no more. There's only one mechanism of giving a get, and it has to be a kinyan yad or a sina biyad. That's all. Nothing else is going to be acceptable. And the Nesivus says there are multiple ways. There are different ways to get a get across. Either you can invoke kinyan yad or a sina biyad. You can invoke kinyan hagbah. Kinyan Agbah is better Zach the Nesivus than a Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav is a disaster. Kinyan Agav, it's a Kinyan, but it's not a Kinyan Biyada. According to the Nesivus, a Kinyan Agbah is a Kinyan, but it's a Kinyan Biyada. Whereas Rabbi Kivega saw in that Rashba in Masechet Gittin with the Rashba saying, no, Kinyanim don't work. Forget, you need Nesina Biyada. Kinyanim are no good. And the Nesivus says, no, Kinyanim are good, provided that they're called Kinyanim Biyada. That was just the shirai and everything we spoke about Wednesday in terms of the relationship between a kinyan yad and a sina biyad of git and a mamnus. Yeah.
Question is, why isn't it not
tli gitech? Okay, good, very good, excellent. So when you look at the sugyas and git and tli gitech, you'll notice that for tli gitech to be a problem, she has to be doing everything. If he is bringing the get even close to her, that already circumvents issues of tzlikit. We talk about that. He sticks his belt out, right? Right. So those are details of the tzlikit. Yeah.
So how
does
she get divorced
about
Korcha?
Huh?
How does she get divorced
about
Korcha? Maybe she needs das.
Oh, very good. The Nesiva says, excellent. The Nesiva says that if you divorce Yerubi al Korcha, then you can't use the Kirin Hagbah. Then you have to do an Asina Biyada. Right, Enochinam. Right, Tachi Enochinam. Very good.
Doesn't that show one side of the equation that even Kinyan Hagbah would work there?
It's too big. Chatzah for sure works.
Doesn't that show that the Kinyan would work by Kitzah?
No. Chatzah for sure works. Chatzah is Mishum Yad. The Gemara learns that from Apostle. That for sure works Mitam Yad. Okay, so again, this is just the leftovers from yesterday, from Wednesday. Yeah.
They ask, like, what about Mitzia? How's Rabbi Yochanan today? Are going to be that?
Right.
So one of the answers given is that there's just a Kinyan Yad happening, right? Okay. That not, one answer is that he's Moja.
Okay. Right. It's Chotez Ramban, right?
Right. So how's the Ramban? So this, the Ramban definitely disagrees with the Nesivus. I mean, according to the Nesivus, with the same answer, he would be agreeing that he'd be Moja to Reish Lakish when.
No, the Ramban, the Machlokes Chotez Ramban is what would Rabbi Yochanan say about cases where there's no money to give? Let's say Rabbi Matana. So Tosafot says he'd be Maida. The Ramban says, exactly, wouldn't be Maida. You have to find another Kenyan. So you find a Kenyan.
Same thing according to the Sivas, no? Because Kenyan is just like these other Kenyan, no?
Oh, we got to get, I don't know. Let's take that. I don't know. Okay. So everybody say, getting back to our sugya. Back to our main point of our sugya. How do we get into this whole discussion? Shocking that we got off the topic. How do we get into this main discussion? Because we were really learning Pshat and Gemara Ksuba Staf Lamed Aleph. We were going back to Rashi Shita when the Gemara was trying to explain the differences between the different Lashonis in the Gemara. When you say Akir Tzorach Anach, when you know, so the Gemara threw out the possibility that it all depends upon whether it's possible or impossible. Can you split between the Akir and the Hanacha? So the Gemara threw out a line that by the Eichlas Achelev you can take a split, because the Iboy Gochim V'Ochil. So when that Gemara Rashi presented his Chiddush, what does it mean, the Iboy Gochim V'Ochil? The guy's leaning down on the floor, and therefore he could potentially eat the Chelev without actually picking it up. What do you mean without picking it up? He had to pick it up a little bit to get into his mouth, but what did Rashi say? Well, he's where? How far down the floor is he? He's under 3 Tvachim, and therefore below 3 Tvachim, as Rashi says in several other places in Shas, below 3 Tvachim is taken out of Kinyon. So the bulk of the sugya that we've been talking about up until now has been focusing on Tosis Kasha and Rashi. What do you mean there's no Hagbah? Maybe Rashi's right. Tosis plays devil's advocate. They happen not to believe Rashi's right. But even if Rashi's right, he's still wrong. Why? He says, Tosis, what happened to Kinyan? Yeah. So Tosis says, where's Kinyan Yad? Where's Kinyan Yad? So we had a Jerezach and Rashi. There's no such thing as Kinyan Yad. Getting back and forth, everything we talked about for the last 2 days. But now we get to what Rashi really said. Forget about what Tosis asked the Rashi. What did Rashi really say? Rashi really, truly said that a Kinyan Hagbah requires Kimmel Tvachim. And less than 3 Tvachim is Nishken Hagbah. He had this strange model from Lovud. We didn't really sure what to do with that model. But that's what Rashi holds. The less than 3 Tvachim is not Hagbah. So forget the Yad issue. Forget Zolzan, Yad doesn't exist, or Yad doesn't exist here, or the Shibuk, whatever the answer is, Dachya, Kanias, whatever that Shita meant, forget about Yad. Don't forget about what we spoke about, forget about Yad for now. I want to focus on what Rashi really did say. Look at Aradaf. Rashi made this statement. Rashi said, "Botzi migimel habagbohi." Is that an accurate statement? Is that a true statement? Are there any other Gemaras that weigh in on this topic? So one of the several Gemaras that the Rishon discuss concerning this Rashi is a Gemara tucked away in the third Pekah of Bava Kamma. So we have to take a step back, learn the sugya of Bava Kamma, put it on the Mamre Kamma, right? Chavtas, right? Put it on, okay? And try to understand what this Gemara is saying in light of Shittas Rashi. So we need a little bit of a background to this. The Gemara is discussing one of the Arba Avos Nezikin, boar. A guy digs a hole, an animal falls in, whatever it is, I'm going to have to pay for the Nezik of boar. Ba'al HaBoy Shalem. Poskin Pashas Mishpat. Ba'al HaBoy Shalem. There's a big problem. Those who ever learned the sugya of boar realize immediately there's a big, 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 big problem with the sugya of boar. You know what the problem with the sugya of boar is? Every other mazik is my mammon. My shor eats, my shor tramples, my shor gores, or even my eish, according to Reish Lakish's version at least, and maybe even partially Rabbi Yechanan, right, bring up some nice memories, Yishim Shem Avoinon. All the other mazikin are my mammon, which is damaging. So the Torah is mechadish. Not only am I chayef, my own personal, not only is other mamazi chayef, but mammon ishizik is chayef as well. Boar is a very, very funny title of the hezik. I'll tell you why. Sometimes a boar is my mammon. Sometimes I mamish own the boar. And sometimes I don't. If I dig a pit in the middle of the street, then guess what? I don't own the boar. Lamais, the boar doesn't belong to me. I dig a hole in the middle of 185th Street. It's not my boar. An animal falls in and gets hurt. What do you want from me? It doesn't belong to me. So Taka, there were some who said, guess what? That's such a good kasha. You Taka right? You're not chayef. Maybe you're not chayef. So comes the Gemara and says, the famous statement of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael, famous, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishmael, that even though it's true that in pure dini mamonis the boar doesn't belong to you, you chayev anyway. Why? I saw in a kosuk gilim b'shusay. When the Torah says Baal HaBoy Yishalem, Baal HaBoy doesn't mean that you really truly own in the Chayshim Mishpat. In pure Chayshim Mishpat, you really don't own the boar. That's true, you tap but don't own the boar. But v'yavav b'chein, a Torah chive rechamon. The Torah is mechayev you. The Torah saw in a kosuk gilim b'shusay. And of course, most people don't know the statement of Rabbi Shmuel in the context of Boar. More people are familiar with the statement of Rabbi Shmuel because of the second half of what he said. Because there is Shnei Devarim Enim B'Shusah Shalom. What's the other one, the more popular one? Chometz, right? Chometz and Pesach also. I ask a lom de shakash against the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Leirah l'chachamet, you're not allowed to own chametz. Shachoyat taroya, I'm not allowed to own chametz." Rebbeinu Shalom, I don't own the chametz. I got a pizza stashed away in my freezer. I got a bottle of schnapps sitting in the closet. No, it's not mine. You know why? Because, well, we never learned the sugi there. Tzaisim, zivisim, it's Yisrael. No, those belong to me. It's in a b'shus ha-shaladam. So I should never be chayef by Rav Emotze. What a lom de shakasha. How come the Rebbeinu Shalom says to me, Leirah l'chachamet, it's not true, it's not shali, it's also b'no. So the Gemara says, you're right. The lom de shakasha is right. You're 100% right. And you're still over by Rav Emotze. Asa ha-kosekim and b'shusim. So these are the two dim that are lumped together by Rabbi Elazar and the name of Rabbi Yishmael. Shnei dvar masad ha-koski lim b'shusra, b'shusra, masad ha-koski lim b'shusra. Fine. Bor b'shusra. So comes the Gemara and now questions Rabbi Elazar's statement. Rabbi Elazar, the Amir Rabbi Elazar, was the one who presented from the time of Rabbi Yishmael this idea, this hagdor of bor, that a bor b'shusra is chayiv, even though it doesn't really belong to you. So the Gemara raises the question, in light of a statement that Rabbi Elazar himself made about Hilchos Bor. Who's got the microphone for me? Rabbi Elazar himself commented on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says him of a comment there, Rebecca, Hoifiches HaGola B'Shus HaRabim, V'Huzak Ben Acha Chai Ben Niska. If I'm walking in the way in the B'Shus HaRabim, and I see there's a whole pile of a golobs, manure of the animals, stuff all over the floor, and I go ahead and I may want to take some of this, I'm interested possibly, maybe I want to use it for fertilizer or something, I'm not really sure, and I start to pick it up and so I'm moving it around, and then since I plop it down, then somebody falls and gets hurt on it. So the Mishnah says I'm chayef, that's a boar. Now boar, obviously anyone who learned from the Kabbalah realizes right away, boar doesn't only mean a pit in the ground. If I drop a banana peel, that's called a bor. If I pour water on the floor, that's called a bor. If I leave a golol, I throw the manure around the floor and somebody gets hurt on it, that's also called a bor. So the Mishnah says beferish, ha'hovich has a gobush is ram, who's been achachai ben iskai. So the Mishnah is great. The Mishnah is not a problem. Rabbi Elazar comes and qualifies the Mishnah in a very, very strange way. Vomer belozar. Lo yishanu elash niskavin, this goes behen. Av alo niskavin, this goes behen potur. Rabbi Elazar says, that I'm chayev for being hofech esagolo. That's only if I actually hofech esagolo. I picked up the manure because I wanted to use it for fertilizer. I wanted to be clean it. I'm planning on taking it home with me. I pick it up, and then before I get around to taking it home, I plop it down on the floor for a minute. I come back 10 minutes later, and in that interim, somebody fell and tripped. Someone got hurt. So Elazar says, if I had in mind to be zoicha on it, then I'm chayev for bor. But Lonis Kavin was cursed by it. I was just planning on moving it out of the way. It was in my way. I wanted to walk, and I just kicked it out of the way or something, and then somebody got hurt on it, so then I'm potter. So Belozer qualifies the Mishnah by saying, Lo Shon, the only time that I'm Chayev is only if I was this Kavin was cursed by. So frankly, come on, that doesn't fit into Belozer's general sheet about Bor. Rabbi Elazar was the Amlai who presented Rabbi Shmuel's famous din, Shnei Dvarim. It means you can be chayev on bor even if it doesn't belong to you. So what's the difference conceptually between digging a pit in the middle of the street where Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar reported in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that you take a chayev, even though it's not yours, Balaboy Shalim applies there anyway because asar koski l'bishuso. What's the difference between that and the guy's mahapich as a golo without having in mind to be zoicha? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara works and works and works and works and works and it works some more. And finally, the Gemara comes up with the following suggestion. Elamar Avashi, this is the Pshat. Kishahavcha lepachos mishloisha. Hachem in my eskinon that when the Mishnah says that the person was moving around, he was mahapich the golol, means he was mahapich at less than three tfachim. He didn't really pick up this golol all that far up. And why is that significant? So Rashi explains. That's not called the Chafira Sabor. Chafira Sabor means the Asiya Sabor. The Torah says, Ki Yichre Ishbor, Ki Yiftach Ishbor, Ki Yichre Ishbor. If I made a bor, then I'm totally responsible for that bor, whether I own it or whether I don't own it. Doesn't matter where it is, whose it is, what it is. If I was the Kaira Sabor, I was the Pesach Sabor, I was the Asiya Sabor, I was the Chafira Sabor, then I'm Chayef. What's called being Chafira Sabor? What's called Asiya Sabor? If I take a shovel and I dig dirt out of the ground and make a hole, that's called Asiya Sabor. If I take a banana peel and throw the banana peel onto the floor, that's called a siyas abor. I take a cup of water and I pour it on the floor, somebody trips on it, that's called a siyas abor. I take Golol, that's there anyway. I didn't put it there. I took it, it's there anyway. I move it around, it's a half an inch. That's called Asiyas Avot. I didn't do anything. If I would pick it up three tfachim, I'd pick it up. I didn't say anything about being clean or anything yet. I'd pick it up three tfachim, so I took it off the ground, and then I placed it back down. I took something which was off the ground, I put it back on the ground. But if it never really was taken off the ground in the first place, it's still within the original three tfachim. I didn't do anything. So therefore, Rav Ashi explains what Rabbi Loza meant when he said that you're not chayef ha-hofech es ha-golol. You're not chayef ha-hofech es ha-golol because that's not called an asiyas abor. Asiyas abor is a mechayef. But I wasn't an asiyas abor. So therefore, I'm potter. Baruch Hashem, we understand it. We understand it. We don't understand anything. Because what did Rabbi Loza also say? Rabbi Loza says, yeah, if you want this kavan to be zeicha on it, so you're not going to be chayav because you weren't Eise Sabor. What was the other half? What was the second half of what Rabbi Loza said? What? If you were, if you did have in mind to be kainet, then you are going to be chayav. Why are you going to be chayav? Tell me why. Why are you going to be chayav? I didn't make the bor. What's the answer? Why am I chayav? If I have in mind to be zeicha on it, why am I chayav? Because it's what? What is it? It's my mom and shehizik. But man, the Rambam Murim, you have to be oises abor. That's to be mechadish to me the din that I'm chayef for the board, and the board doesn't belong to me. That's an unbelievable chiddush that it's in the Rishis Arab. Metaka doesn't belong to me. The gold doesn't belong to me. So the Torah is mechadish ki yiftach ishbor ki yichu ishbor. If I make the board, if I'm the oises abor, I'm mechayef. But if I'm not the oises abor, then I'm potter. But medvam amurim that you require a ma'is of an asiyas abor, that's what's not mamoni. But if it's mamish my mamon, what's it in that? I'm the shor shizik. I didn't make the shor either. The fact that my shor is mazik, that's my problem. The fact that my mamon is mazik, if my goal is mazik, that's my problem. So comes the Gemara Rav Ashi and says, that's where Belaz was driving at. So two dinim. If you have a bor beneath three tvachim, so, and you have a golem beneath three tvachim, you can't call that an asiyas golem. The golem was there already. So you just moved it up 2.5 inches, 2.5 tvachim, and put it back down. You didn't do anything. So Kozman, you want miskaven to be zaycha, you're not going to be chayev. But if you're miskaven to be zaycha, then tachi yechayev. That's how Rav Ashi learns. New Rabbi say, what's the problem? What's the technical problem, according to Rashi? Well, what's the case? What happened? Amar Rabbi Lozar, lo shanu, that Yechayev Elash is Kavan Liskosboy. If a lot is Kavan Liskosboy, Potter. Hocha b'mayaskin is beneath three tvachim, because if it's above three tvachim, then Yechayev anyway, of Borbish Sarabim. So the whole case is Hocha b'mayaskin, you picked it up less than three tvachim, and Afal Pichain, Rabbi Lozat Gazak, that Yechayev in this Kavan Liskosboy, Zemin Fanda, that you could be kind of something picking it up less than three tvachim. It's obvious, right? Rabbi Lozar said that if you're on this kavin, this case, so you're chayev. Low this kavin, this case, potter. But the whole case is talking about pachos migimel. If it's more than three, then you're chayev no matter what, because you're at a siyas abor. So if the whole case is talking about pachos migimel, and after pichen this kavin, this case is chayev, zemin findod, you can have a kid in egmo. But less than three tvachim. That's Tosfos cash against Rashi. That's the Rashba's cash against Rashi. That's all the Rishonim's cash against Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? How could Rashi pull off in Ksuba stuff, Lamed Aleph? I'll tell you a story that, nope, less than three is Nishkin Kinyan. Less than three is Nishkin Kinyan. It is a Kinyan. Now, who's the first one to ask that kasha? Who is the first one to be sensitive to that kasha? Who? Who read the Gemara Baba Kama? Nobody read it? Who's the first one to be sensitive to that kasha on the page? Rashi himself. Rashi asks this kasha on himself, basically. Rashi says, I know you're thinking this kasha. I know when you're learning Bava Kama, Chavtes and Beis, you're looking at it through the eyes of Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. Everybody does it that way. Comes Rashi and says, Umiyu, heicha deniskavin liskais b'chayim ishim amoynoi, te'ikil amandiyomar, Rashi dug up a sugim by Mitzia Daf Kuf Yechesim and Aleph. There's one day that says Habota behefker is kind. What does Habota mean? A bit to look. to stare at, maybe. What it means. There's one day at Tachta Rebbe Bavitzi, the Rebbe Dat the Paskin, like probably, that says that to be Kaina Dovah Shel Hefker, you don't even need a Maisa Kinyan. As long as you look at it and you stare at it and paying attention, I want to be Kaina, that's good enough. Habot the Behefker Kaina. Is Habot the same as Re'iyah Behefker? We learned Bavitzi, first prayer, not for now. So Zokt Rashi, do you see how difficult Rashi is? You see what Rashi was bothered with? Rashi's writing his Perish on Bava Kama Chav Tesla Mebeis, and he knows that everyone's getting ready to gang up on him, as the Rishonim do. Tells the Rashi, all the Rishonim gang up on Rashi. Rashi anticipated the gang up already. Rashi says, you're going to hack me a chaynik, that hey, your kindness less than three tefachim. What do I do with my shita that there's no hakbah pachas to give with tefachim? Zokt Rashi, this is not a kinyan from Reuven to Shimon. This is a Dov Shel Hefker. For a Dov Shel Hefker, so you don't need a hakbah. For a Dov Shel Hefker, habotan Hefker is kind of... Rashi snuck out. Of course, the difficulty is obvious. No? That's one day in the Gemara that we don't pass him. Like, that's the Stam Sugya and Bava Kama Chav. That's hard to believe. So Tosis tries to help out Rashi a little bit more. So what does Tosis say? No. Hakamai Skin and what? What does Tosis say? No? Did I put those in the Mamakamas? So Taisa says, Mikan aim the dock, take the little boy, Hagbog, give him to fuck him. First he quotes about the Behefker. Inami Mishum Dahavi Hagolo, but Kalev, the cut of the Kalev. What's Taisa saying? With the guy's picking stuff up with his hands? He's picking it up with a clay. There's a little thing there, right? A little scooper there. He's picking up with his clay. No? What's his clay? Clay is a kid in what? Kalev Shalom Kainaloi. Like a kid in Chotzer. So Rashi's masking to that. Baruch Hashem. So Taisa solved the problem for Rashi. The last person we would expect to come to Rashi's defense was the Baalei Taisus. And then Taisus comes up with another defense of Rashi, which Rashi wouldn't accept, maybe. What's Taisus' next defense for Rashi? Inami kishemek bia biyadai. The cave in shubiyadai, kani bipachas megimel. Kach isa bereish el nairus. Maybe. Right? Maybe. Don't you agree that Gemara? So what's Tosis' next defense for Rashi? No? Hachamai skips a kid in Yad. What do you think Rashi thinks about this defense? Do you think Rashi likes that defense? What do you think? Depends on who? Depends on the Ktzais and the Vavram. What is Rashi's true shita about kid in Yad? According to the Ktzais, who holds that Rashi denies the very existence of kid in Yad, so Rashi is going to be sitting there listening to Tosis' defense, and Rashi is going to be responding like this. He's listening to his dear grandchildren and great-grandchildren coming to save the Zayder. So Rashi is sitting in the back and listening, and they're saying, what do we do according to Rashi Shita? It's less than three tefachim, it's okay in Akbar. Hachamai skin, habot the bafkir kona. Good, I like that teretz, says Rashi. I thought of that myself. Next teretz. The Eidish Shlom Akinin Caleb, not bad. The Eidish Shlom is Akinin Yad. So according to the Ktzais, Rashi says, good teretz for you, bad teretz for me. I know Horu Kinin Yad. That's the whole thrust of Rashi according to the Ktzais and Ksuba Staf Lamed Aleph. But according to the Dvar Avram, that Teretz is Gevaldik even for Rashi. Because according to the Dvar Avram, Sheet and Rashi and Ksuba Staf Lamed Aleph, Rashi concedes there's a Kinyan Yad. When Rashi and Ksuba Lamed Aleph said there's no Kinyan Yad, what did Rashi really mean to say? There's no Kinyan Peh, because it's Dachi Akmiyas, it's Shalik Ederech. But to pick up the goal with your hand, everybody does that. That's normal. So that would be a Kinyan Yad. So we have three possibilities to salvage Rashi. We have one that Rashi himself advances, which is very, very difficult because Habot Behefker, we don't usually assume that really counts as anything that Shita. The second answer is Hachmai Skin, there's a Kli there. Okay, you got to add a little bit something to the case, all right? You know, we can found that. The third is to invoke a Kinyan Yad that depends on Machlokes Ktzais and the Vavram within Shita's Rashi. So we're not 100% like it's a freedom, we're not 100% satisfied with what's going on here, but we have at least possibilities. Yeah, so we're not sure. The Tosis mean to say, well, we're really defending Rashi. The Tosis say, listen, Rashi's in trouble, but we're going to give you our own shot. There's a fourth beer. It's the beer of the Ramban. Put it on Ramban Kermis. What does the Ramban say? Ramban is an unbelievable pshat in the Gemara. We totally misread the entire Gemara. Mitchil V'yatzoy says the Ramban. What do I mean by that? No, who saw the Ramban? Nobody saw the Ramban. I saw the Ramban. Rashi, is it Ramban? A little bit? Okay. Zokt Ramban, you thought that the Gemara was describing two different types of Chiyuv Mabor. It was all licked within the statement of Rabbi Elazar. Lo shanu elosh and iskaven liskais. Of alone iskaven liskais is potur. So you started to scramble. You started to say, oh, iskaven liskais is chayiv. You know why? Because it must be what? It must be a chayiv of what? Of mamono, right? In the case of Lonis Gavin Liskos, it can't be b'chayv him al tzmamon. The only thing you can be b'chayv him is based on what? Is asiyas habor. And since it's pachim, it's gimut pachim, it's not called an asiyas habor. So we thought that the two models of bor on the table, the shard is, one is bor mitam mamon, and one is bor mitam asiyas habor. So the absolute definition of asiyas habor is chayk v'layavor. What's called asiyas habor? In order to call fichas agolo asiyas habor, it's absolutely three tefachim. Less than three tefachim is just not going to be an asiyas habor. So the only way possible to be mechayev a guy for niskav and liskais must be to invoke a whole different parasha bor, a whole different ma'ala bor, namely mamoinai. And who's the one who says that? Basically, who says it? Rashi says it, right? Rashi said those words. Rashi said, back to the Rashi and Chavtas, Rashi said, Kishavchal apachas begimel. The mechira loy biyash loysha. Tukach lavak bohi. The chabor pasuach domi. The lo nista vabor miyalim. He didn't do anything. The bor was open anyway. The kevid lo niskava the kenaisa. The lake of the chiv mishum amoynoi. Kol zman, he wasn't having in mind to be kind of to be zoiche. So you can't nab him for mamoynoi shehizik. So the worst you can make him chayv is mishum kore sabor, mishum asiyah sabor. Mishum kore bor namo lo dechayv because he didn't do anything. So then So Rashi is the one who's clear as day in Chavtes and Beis, is drawing a distinction between two different tracks to be get to the Chiv Bor. You be Chayv Bor either because it's Mamoyna Shehizik, or you be Chayv Bor Bishum Asiyas Bor. That's Rashi's understanding of the whole Parsha Bor. Two Parshas, two different, Brisketar and Bor. So Rashi is going to the Chesh and saying, if it's Miskavin Liskois, then you Chayv Mamoyna. If it's alone in this case, the worst we can make you is a siyas habor. Oh, a siyas habor needs three tvachim. It's less than three tvachim, therefore you're potter l'gam. That's a rashi's cheshbon. Comes Ramban and says, no. Comes Ramban and says, not a factor. The Gemara is talking about one kind of bor and only one kind of bor. What is that? There's only one type of bor on the table according to Ramban. What is it? Asiyas habor, that's b'chayev. Ki yiftach ishbor, ki yichu ishbor. That's the b'chayev habor. Asiyas habor is b'chayev. How do you create an asiyas habor? Give me some ideas. How do you make an asiyas habor? You come with a shovel, you dig a hole in the middle of the street. That's called asiyas habor. You take a golo, you pick it up 20 feet in the air and plop it back down again. That's an asiyas habor. You pick it up less than three tefachim. It's not lending itself to be called an asiyas habor. But wait, says the Ramban. There's a way even less than three tvachim. Afilu pachos mit three tvachim. You could potentially have an asiyas habor. How do you do that? What could possibly make up for the lack of three tvachim? What you're lacking in terms of amount, in terms of picking it up, in terms of measurement off the ground, you can make it up in another manner. What is that? You're niskaven liskais. I want to be kind at his goal over here. I'm picking it up 2.9 tefachim, just shy the chazanish. Says the Ramban, Yechayev for what? No, what's that Ramban? Yechayev for mamoinai? What's for mamoinai? You weren't kind at both of us give a tefachim. Everyone knows Rashi, Super Stuff, Lamed Aleph. Yechayev for what? For Asiyas Habor. That's another method of achieving the desired goal of us, or the undesired goal, because you don't want to be chayav, but the halacha's desired goal of asiyas habor. So according to the Ramban, there is no mention in Bava Kama, Chavtes, or Beis, about any kinyan taking place. Rashi stuck in as a kinyan, and then everyone's scrambling, where's the kinyan? Hagbot's not, is it a yad, is it a chotzer, is it a caleb, is it this, we're searching in vain for a kinyan. Says the Ramban, you're looking for the wrong, you're learning the wrong sugya. You shouldn't be looking for a kinyan. There is no kinyan taking place. This is pachas and gimel tefachim. There ain't no kinyan. Hagbah doesn't work, pachas and gimel tefachim. Yad doesn't exist. There is no kinyan on the table here. How could you be chayiv without a kinyan? It's not mamonai. It's a siyas abar. You just got finished telling me that pachas begibul tefachim is nishkin a siyas abar. Yeah, it's nishkin a siyas abar. Close man, you want miskaven to be zoicha. When you're miskaven to be zoicha, that kavana transforms an asiy of pachas begibul into a halachli and a siyas abar. That's pshat in the Ramban. Where did the Ramban get such an idea from? Who's he quote from? He quotes from a Rashi that we don't have. Apparently, there was another madur. You know, Rashi wrote multiple maduras. So apparently Rashi, at one point, one of his perushim on the Gemara in Bava Kamma, advanced this pshat. I'm not expert enough in the Kisviyat of Rashi to know which pshat is the earlier pshat. The pshat that we have in our Gemara is printed in Chavtes and Beis in Bava Kamma does not say this at all. Rashi also agreed that you have to go derech kinyanim, and Rashi had a scramble, and the best he was able to come up with was habata. But according to the Ramban, we missed the boat because Rashi had a whole different boat, a whole different approach to the sugya. That it's mitam a siyas abor. Just there are two different ways of achieving a siyas abor. So Kopan, this is one of the pivotal Gemaras about Shittas Rashi, and we've come to the absolute conclusion from this Gemara that we still don't have a conclusion. We don't have any raya brura one way or the other. Four again Shittas Rashi. So far we have two Gemaras that are weighing in on the topic. We have Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. The Rashi is learning this pshat that there's no kinyan agbo pachas megimel, and that's what the guy's doing, bending down the floor, sticking the thing into his mouth. He picked it up 2.5 tefachim. There's no kinyan agbo. Yad doesn't exist, or at least doesn't exist with peah, whatever the case may be. So we have one Gemara Ksubas that Rashi was using to support himself. We have a simple reading of the Gemara Bavakama that contradicts Rashi. We have four ways or so, give or take, a couple of Rashi's, Taizim Rambans, to get Rashi out of hot water in Bavakama Choftes. Any other Gemaras that shed some light on this topic? So a famous Mishnah, famous Gemara, Maseches Erevin, that all the Rishonim quote in discussing the Shittas Rashi. The Mishnah is talking about when you want to make an Erev Chatzeris. What in the world does that mean? You want to make an Erev Chatzeris. What do you make an Erev Chatzeris for? So the answer is, because one of the things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is the 39th Malacha. We've learned more about Hilchos Shabbos this year. Know what's the din? You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Good. From Rishis HaYochid to Rishis HaRam. How do you define whether something is Rishis HaYochid? Midaraisa, very, very simple definition. What's the definition? It has to be surrounded by what? By walls. If it's surrounded by walls, then it's Rishis HaYochid. Three walls, four walls, Machlokes HaRishonim, height of the wall, with a lot of details. What's called surrounded by walls? The bottom line is there's no question, according to all opinions under the sun, this area is a Rishis HaYochid. Surround them on four walls, 10 tefachim tall. No shadow. Now, this is Rishis HaYochid, the Raisa. If I have the typical layout of houses in the days of Chazal, so those who remember from Hilchos Chanukah stories, here we have a chotzer. We have a little house over here, a little house over here, a little house over here, a little house over here. These are four walls surrounding all sides. There's probably an opening somewhere else, would be kind of a very cozy, you can't get out, but probably a way to get out. But midaraisa, it's surrounded by all four walls. There's absolutely nothing wrong with midaraisa, carrying from here to here, here to here, here to here, all around the mulberry bush you're allowed to carry. Why? Because you have walls. Right? That's the way the din was for the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Kol Adam, realizes not everyone's as Chacham as he was, and he was very, very concerned that people are going to get very, very mixed up. People are going to say, I'm a lot of cash from the house into this public area, into the Rishus HaRat. I said Rishus HaRat answers. I'm a lot of cash from this private area into this kind of public area. A lot of people are milling around here. Everybody has shaykhs here. When you want to think of a modern day application, I'm allowed to carry out of my apartment into the hallway, into the lobby of the building. It's all surrounded by walls. What's the problem? Some people are going to think, well, if I'm allowed to carry from this house, this apartment, to that apartment, this apartment, to that lobby, this lobby, to that hall, what's the difference between that and what? Walking out to the street. Not everyone's going to be so sophisticated and realize, hey, there are the walls and no walls. So Shlomo HaMelech made it Issa Derabanan. And he said that anytime you have this kind of a setup, you have a private area and a quote-unquote public area, but Derabanan you cannot carry. Because it's too close for comfort, it's going to lead to Mechsholim in the area of carrying. That was a Gezeirah Shlomo HaMelech. Just in case you don't think that was a good idea, that Gezeirah, you differ with the Rabban Shlomo, because the Gemara says, Masech Zerevin, B'shah Shetikei Nishlomo HaMelech Erevin, what happened? Baskel came down to Shemayim and says, B'niim, Tisbach Libcha, Yisbach Libi Gamani, some of the Rabban Shlomo gave him a Shkoyach, pat on the back for this Gezeirah. This is a great Gezeirah. The Rabban Shlomo is masking to this Gezeirah. And we have about 60 Bar Masech Zerevin to thank for this Gezeirah. Shlomo HaMelech didn't want to make life impossible, so he built in a kula into this gezeira. He said, you know, we can circumvent this problem by doing what? If instead of viewing this as a model of private, 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 public, what if we make it all one big happy family? What if you have 20 people living in one house? For sure you have a lot of cash. It's not chilek rishuyos, it's all the same rishuyos. So Shlomo HaMelech said, what we could do is we make a make-believe that everybody lives in one big house. If everybody lives in one place, in the whole backyard, the whole lobby, everything is all shach, the one, it's all one big happy family, then the whole takana falls by the wayside. How do you do that? You have to, everyone's got to move in together, right? So we don't really want, I'm not interested in having 40 guys living in my house. But what do you do? We know that what's the most important part of a person's house, especially on Shabbos? Where his what? Where his meals are, where his food is. So we tell everybody, instead of you yourself coming with your bed and everything and moving into my house, do me a favor. Just bring me some of your food. If everybody brings some of their food into my house, we're all dead. My mom is one big happy family, so we can view it up the halacha like we're one rishus, and then the whole gezeirah midrash rabbanu falls, by the way. So. Thus began the process called an Erev Chatzeres. Arayim Hazeh, that's exactly what we do. Let's say, for example, in Tinek, what we do is, we have one big chatzer. How do we have that? We have streets. No, we surround all the streets with walls. We don't put up real walls. We put up Tzuras HaPesach, the first Mishnah Erevin, that's like a wall. We put up telephone poles and wires and maislach and fences. We surround the whole area with halachic walls. And then, that's not enough, because it's still a problem. How can I carry from my year to your year? We have to then go ahead and make an Erev Chatzeres. That's what we do. So everybody in theory should come and bring some of their challah and stick it into my house. Not my house personally, Rabbi Neuberg is in charge of the Erev. So everybody should come and bring a piece of challah every Friday to Rabbi Neuberg and leave it in that. So it really should happen. So Shlomo HaMelech realized that's going to be a big hassle. No one's going to remember to do that every Friday. So we do it like this. Rather than everybody coming and giving literally their challah, we'll use a mechanism in Dinei Mamonos and Chayshim Mishpat, a trick, to Ilu that gave their challah. What's that called? So Neuberg will go to the store, he'll buy himself a box of matzahs. Why should I use challah? If I use challah, I got to reuse the, try to make a new Erev every week because the challah gets stale. I use a box of matzahs, so it'll last me for a whole year. So I go to the store one day, I buy a box of matzahs, and then I hand it over to somebody else and say, let's do me a favor. Have in mind to be zoiche, everybody lives in Tinek, Bergenfield. Everyone should have a little share in this box of matzahs. So pidin, it's as if everybody has some of their food, the Shabbos food of Rabbi Neuberger's house, and that's the way it works. And that's what we do at Yom Zatz. The Mishnah says, Erevin, you invoke the principle of Zachar Anushul B'Fonim. In the middle of this discussion about how to make an Erev, which is the ABCs of Erevin that we do Bizman HaZeh, what does the Mishnah use a phrase? You take the Erev and you give it to your friend, and what does he do? Magbiyawad, he picks up the box of matzahs. What does it say? Oh my goodness gracious, it says Magbiya Tefach. He picks it up at Tefach and Shoin Shalom Yisrael. So the world just caved in for Shittas Rashi. So comes Tosis and says, Magbiya Tefach. Tefach. Gee, that's less than three Tefachim. I thought according to Rashi, you need a three Tefachim. Seven for the Rashi is not right. So Tosis says, no, this is different. You know why? You're right. For a real bona fide Kenyan, there I see need three Tefachim. This whole thing is on the Rabban Menor. It's on a Shlomo HaMelech with the Raisa. You don't need an Erev Chatzeres. With the Raisa, you can carry without an Erev. With the Raisa, you have walls. This is all made up with the Rabbanan. For Din the Rabbanan, Erevin, Yesh to Hakel. One Tefach is good enough. I'm a Chodesh Digger. Crisis. We're changing the Dinim. It's not such a big deal to pick up three Tefachim. That's no big deal. For changing Chayshavish, but for Erevin. If we're going to let you get away with what standards that don't really make it in a real din deraisa, this standard, this hagbah fails miserably in Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph. Kimav Ramadan, those that did him deraisa. This really matters. This really counts. Erevin Dash, but who cares? It's only Deramon anyway. One Tefach is good enough. It's hard to understand. So come some other Rishon who want to defend Rashi based on something different. No, what's the other defense of Rashi? Anyone saw? Nobody saw in there traveling through the Sugya and the other defense? Was it another Mamar Kemis? But the Rashba, was up the Rashba? The Rashba says we totally completely misunderstood that Din Magbiya Tefach in Erevin. We thought that the Din Magbiya Tefach means Chazal are walking you through. This is Erevin 101. How to make an Erev Chatzeres. How do you make an Erev Chatzeres? I remember when I was there, you know, most people here probably never even saw an Erev Chatzeres made because it's done by the rabbi in the community, you know, picks up the box of matzahs, Erev Pesach, and nobody ever sees it happening. When I was a kid, it was before there were no Erevim in town. Remember Dr. Berman, in the old days? Before there were Erevim, before Shlomo Melech, way, way back, when we were little kids. So there were no Erevim in town. Nobody had an Erev. I grew up in Riverdale, so no Erev until I was much older. I remember in our building, in our apartment building, we had four frum families in our apartment building. So I remember as a little boy, when they made an Erev Chatzeres, they went together. They brought somebody went to the store and bought a box of matzahs. And I think everybody, I think they wanted to involve it. Everyone chipped in, gave up a quarter for a box of matzahs, maybe a nickel, maybe those days, a box of matzahs. And showed me had a box of matzahs, and they explained to us this is an Erev Chatzeres. Kavaldik, Maridik. Well, so we thought that when the Mishnah says Bavia Tefach, the Mishnah is describing how to go about doing the Zechiah part of the Erev Chatzeres. But the Rashi got it all wrong. The Mishnah is not even talking about that. What's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah is talking about you have a lot of food sitting around. Everyone's got, I have some of my food in your house, he's got some of his food in your house, Yenim's got some of his food, we're all one big happy family. And it's all mixed together. We want at least to make up a hectare, there should be some kind of a recognition that this is an Erev Chatzeres. So what does the Mishnah tell us to do? Magbiya tefach, pick it up a little bit so everybody should see. It's like the Shamas and the menorah. Let everybody know that this is the Erev Chatzeres. The Mishnah is not even talking about how to be zoichan in Erev Chatzeres. How to be zoichan in Erev Chatzeres? Learn chayshim mishpah, learn superstar daf lamidof. You figure out how to be zoichan in Erev Chatzeres. You need a kidding a book, you will fuck him. The Mishnah b'chol is not even talking about. You get the wrong topic. The Mishnah is talking about everything belongs to me anyway. I own some of the matzahs, and you own some of the matzahs. We have the dinner mamas. It's already been taken care of long ago. The Mishnah is telling us a different halacha. That you should make sure that the Erev is a little bit higher than everything else there, or else it won't be nikkah. Everyone's just going to think this is matzah strewn all over the floor. Interesting pshat. That would take the burden off of Rashi. Of course, Rashi doesn't say that. Because Rashi in Erev, when he learns the pshat, and Magbiya Tefach, he talks about how to be zoich on the Erev. So, takapel Rashi. I'll call upon him how you slice it. The Mishnah says Magbiya Tefach. What the Mishnah means for the Kenyan part of the Erevin, which throws into a monkey wrench at Rashi, she didn't have to explain their Rabbanim, their Isis are different. Or the Mishnah, Magbiya Tefach, is Bechal, they've been talking about that topic. At the end of the day, that Gemara and Erevin now becomes a pivotal part of the discussion of Rashi. So we have, so far, how many Gemaras? No, how many Gemaras do we have that are impacting Rashi? We have Ksubas Daf Lamed Aleph, we have Bavakam Daf Chav Tes, we have Erevin, we have the Daf Datzon, and now we have a final Gemara for us for this discussion of Rashi. What's that? The famous Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. So the Gemara has, we spoke a little bit about this Gemara a couple of days ago. The Gemara is discussing the different kinyan, the Mashiach, the Sira, Hagba. Why are we discussing this? According to Yerichem and Yekonu, Om Atalatu and Mos. So why are we spending time talking about Mashiach, Mesir, and Hagba? What's the answer? Because the Gemara says that although Rabbi Yerichem says, Midderais Yekonu B'mos, Midderabon, he agrees that the Chacham did away with kinyan Mos. Why did they do away with kinyan Mos? Because it's too dangerous. What's going to happen? I'm going to buy, let's say, I want to buy a lot of wheat from you. So I'm going to give you money. So I'm in the Raisa, the wheat belongs to me. The wheat is still in your backyard, still in your storehouse. The fire is going to break out. Are you going to bother to be Moshe Nefesh to call the fire department? Why should you bother putting out the fire? You got your money anyway. The deal's over already. So in order to protect the interest of the Lekeach, so Chazal instituted a takorma that you can be chayzer from the king. Even though midaraisa most kindness, kol zman your mamish haven't picked it up and taken it and done hagbo, mashiach masir on it, you can still back out. So at the end of the day, the reason why this machlekes rabbiyachem ishlochish, what do you mean machlekes rabbiyachem ishlochish, how to be kind of things? The Mishnah says the favorite, you're kind of the mashiach. The first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Bava Betzia says that most are not kindness and mashiach is kindness. Anyone learned Hazov? Hazov kindness, a kesef, kesef and kindness, Hazov, right? The first mission in the fourth parable of Matthias says, Pem Molad, that Mashiach is the Kenyan, Kesef is not the Kenyan. So what are Rabbi Yechon Shlokish drawing and having a machalikis? So the Gemara explains, according to Rish Lokish, the Mishnah is reporting to us what the Din Deraisa is. According to Rabbi and the Mishnah is reporting to us what the Din Midderabbanan is. Midderaisa, Rabbi Yechon disagrees, but the Mishnah is written post Din Deraabbanan. Sometime between Moshe Rabbeinu and Vidanasi, they made a Din Deraabbanan called Mashiach is kind of not Kesef. So at the end of the day, in Chayshim Mishpah and Shulchan Aruch, nobody cares about Kinyan Kesef, basically. We care about Kinyan Mashiach HaMasir HaGbo. So now, come to Mishnayis in the middle of the first parak of Kiddushin and start to tell us details. If I want to buy this animal, do I use Mashiach? Do I want to buy that animal, use Masira? That animal, HaGbo. Why do I care? Why can't I do any of the above? What's the answer? Who remembers that phrase? The Chazal was masakin, or the Torah was masakin, whatever the makkah for these dinim are, is that it has to be normal. To be kind of stuff that you can't do something crazy. You have to pick up those animals, those things that are picked up, move those things that are moved, etc. The Gemara has details, machleksim, about which one you do which. Big animals, little animals, fat animals, small animals, whole story. There's one Tana out there, Rabbi Shimon, who has a very, very mechudosh shtich, a very unique sheet about these kinyanim. What does he say? Rabbi Shimon says everything has to be done what? Bagbah. Whether it's a big animal, little, everything has to be done bagbah. You have to pick it up. So, Frak the Gemara, the famous kash, one of the most famous kashas in kinyanim. According to Rabbi Shimon, peel Rabbi Shimon, hechikoni. Rabbi Shimon, come on. I want to buy Dumbo. How am I going to buy Dumbo? How am I going to buy... Is that his name?
Yeah.
Dumbo, right?
Yeah.
How am I going to buy the elephant? How am I going to buy this elephant? I'm going to pick him up? How am I going to buy him? So the Gemara is working on it, and working on it, and working on it. And the Gemara says, hocha my skin, you can buy Dumbo also. How do you do that? Buy Dumbo? Two words. What are the two words? With piles of wood. What does that mean? Rashi, what does it mean? No, put ourselves in the circus tent for a minute. What am I doing? I put the chavilas with piles of wood, the logs of wood, under Dumbo's feet. And Dumbo climbs up. I just did hagbah on Dumbo. That's a yakarin appeal, according to Rabbi Shimon. The chavilas meiris. That's Rashi's pshat. So the Mishnah say, that was the only thing we could have thought of to put the elephant on. Why didn't the Gemara say the elephant's standing on a rock? Why is the elephant standing on an upside down pot? I can think of a million things to stand this elephant in a pretty serious pot. Big chomba. Why did the Gemara give us such a mundane thing, Chavili's Meiris? No? What's John Rashi? Because the Gemara, it wasn't enough to get something the elephant to stand on. We had to get the elephant how high up? We had to get him up 3 tvachim. Okay, you want to be making a Chai Boz 3 tvachim somewhere? Got to get him up 9, 10, 11, 12 inches. Got to get this guy up high. So you need something that's really thick, like a logs of wood. You can't just say, how come I see me standing on a rock or something? So that's why the Gemara had to give up to Yoniko Kimta, the Chavila Zmaris, to get him up 3 tvachim. That's Rashi Shita in Kedusha. All the other Rishayim who never heard of this, i.e. Taisus and Asugyu, said there's no such thing. The Rashi, but about all the Rishayim will say there's no such thing as 3 tvachim. Akbar is the smallest amount. Even a tefach for sure. So why does the Gemara give us a modern pshat chavil ismeiris? Why does the Gemara think of anything else? Man ishtar chavil ismeiris. So Taisus quotes a fascinating pshat. We spoke about this in Bar Mitzvah days, right? First part. Taisus quotes from Rabbeinu Meshulam, famous pshat from Rabbeinu Meshulam. You know what's the pshat? We had the chavil ismeiris in the wrong place. They're not under the elephant's feet. Where are they? They're being suspended in midair. It's the elephant trainer's day. I'm holding up the chavil ismeiris, which elephants like to eat. Says Rabbeinu Meshulam, Ayin Sukkos B'Sechah Shabbos, that's what elephants eat. I don't have no idea. Zok to Rabbeinu Meshulam, I'm holding up the, and the elephant's jumping up and down. And he jumped up, a geshmaka jump, right? He jumped up, not 3 tvachim, one time, half a time. He jumped up a little bit, boom! Literally boom. And I'm kinda, with a kinyan hagbah. I didn't actually pick up the elephant, that's good enough. That's called the kinyan hagbah. I did something, I did something to facilitate hagbah, that's called the hagbah. So Zakta ben Mishulam, that's why the Gemara of all the things in the world, the Gemara picked Chavila Zmeiris. Not because Rashi is pshat, because the Chavila Zmeiris are thick enough and they make the shear of 3 tvachim. No. The reason why the Gemara picked 3 tvachim, because that's what the elephants like to eat. It's not like it's Rashi ben Mishulam. Where are these Chavila Zmeiris? Are they under the feet of the elephant, or are they up midair, the elephant's jumping and munching away at them? Interesting. Chayk is a Rishay. Good. So Rabbi Isai, at the end of the day, we have how many Gemaras? We have Agamara, Gemara in Bava Kamma, Gemara in Erevin, Gemara in Kedushin. At the end of the day, there's no absolute right in any Gemara whether you need 3 tvachim for Kinyan or not. Rabbi Isai, if you disagree with Rashi, that you don't need a Kinyan HaGbah, you don't need 3 tvachim Kinyan HaGbah, even a small amount is good enough. So what have we not yet explained away? Our Gemara is looking, that's a, remember, we're not learning sukkahs of elephants right now, we're learning ksuba stuff from an aleph. We just had to take a little tour through Shas, from Erevin to Kedushin, to Kamba, to get some better perspective on the sukkah. But Lamaisa, the Gemara said, the whole purpose of our discussion about the 3 tvachim story, the kinyan, the gittin, everything is revolving around our Gemara, we're looking for that nafkamina, of Iboy Gochin, Because we have to find the case of being able to eat chalev without picking up chalev. That was the whole goal. So according to Rashi, I'm laying on the floor and I'm picking it up, but like according to Tosfos, once I pick it up, it's done. It's done for two reasons, according to Tosfos. But what are the two reasons? Once that chalev gets in my hand, it's done. Why? Number one, it's a kinyan yad, and it's also a kinyan hagmah. So according to Tosfos, that can't be pshat in the Gemara. So according to Tosfos, the ibay gach of the achol cannot mean that I am picking it up, even the smallest amount. Because that's going to defeat, that's going to undermine the entire ukimta, the whole shakmatah in the Gemara. So what is the case? That Tosfos has to say, it's a whole different story. I'm not tied, my hands are tied behind my back. How am I getting into my mouth? Chaz back from Daf Lamed. Where is this chalev? Same place where the tumor was back in Daf Lamed. Where's the chalev? It's sticky, it's on a stick, it's on the edge of a stick. Ah! So you guys do a strep test with the chalev on the back of the stick, and he's sticking his mouth into it, and he's eating it. Guess what? Look, man, no hands. No kinyan yad, no kinyan hagmah, nothing. And the food's yummy, yummy, the chalev's going down. Now Taisa says, beinenu, that's not what this guy's doing. I mean, don't be foolish to think that's what Rav Chisda was talking about. But all you need is what? You don't really have to be doing this. What do you need? The possibility to do this. Why do you need a possibility to do this? As long as we could separate, we can create an achila without a kinyan, then we are no longer subject, no longer bound to what principle? Of what? Of a kira tzarech hanocha. Because remember, according to this lashon of the Gemara, kira tzarech hanocha is only when it's ef shit to split between the two. Rav Chisda had gezakt that a guy named Chavo Shechaveir is chaya, a guy named Chavo Shechaveir is ochle chaya, he's chaya, but he never comes to the Yisra achila. We ask the kasha, what happened to Rabbi Abin, is there a chayitz, the kira tzarech hanocha? So according to the second lashon of the Gemara, there's a difference. Ef shel akira b'ladoch l'akira, but ef shel to eat without being magbia. So according to Rashi, I understand, you're below 3 tefach. According to Tosfos, it's impossible. Tosfos says, no, Hakam Haskin, it is possible. It's shayach. You can do it. You can stick it down or get into your mouth without being kainah. You will not be kainah. There's something missing from Tosfos. What's missing from Tosfos? Tosfos solved the hagbah part. Tosfos solved the what? The yad part. But what did Tosfos not solve? The what? The pair part. Didn't Taisa start out by saying Yad and pair are the same? Wasn't that the whole thrust of the kasha of Taisa against Rashi? So how did Taisa solve anything? He's still being kind there. From the minute it gets into his mouth, he's being kind there. Wasn't everybody bothered? Is that a technical problem? What's Taisa saying?
You go back to the Sosa we discussed in the previous figure that you need to enter the area of the pair.
So this is a throwback to the Ktzois, right? That's what I also started to think. It's a throwback to the Ktzois. Is it? It's not a throwback to the Ktzois. Why? In the case of Ktzois, what happened? Somebody what? Somebody else put it in my mouth. So I didn't do a Maisa Chotzer. It's in my Chotzer. It's in my Yad without a Maisa, right? That was the Ktzois of Shikul Torah. Here, there's nobody else around. It's sitting on a stick, and what do? I'm sticking my mouth. That's a maisa. What is it? It's a maisa knisa l'chatzeri. Maisa knisa l'yadi. No? So the Shit Mekubet says, on the spot, says you have to add a nekuda to this taisvus. You got to do acrobatics for this. I can't. I'm having trouble envisioning this. Says the Shit Mekubet says, Bedasa taisvus, what happened to the Kenyan path? Zok the Shit Mekubet says, the guy's on an angle. That's what he says. He's on an angle because, all right, he's bending down. He's got a stick. There's, I can't, we'll make believe. We'll try our best. Here's a stick. We got a piece of chalev over here. The guy's, it's all the way on the floor. The guy's banging down. It's on an angle. He dug up a Gemara in Maseches Gittin about if a person puts a get into the hands of his wife and the wife's hands at an angle, kataphras, it's about to fall out. That's not a kinyan yad. That's not called the kinyan yad. You ever saw the shita? I don't think I put it on the memorandum. So you probably didn't see it. There's a shita b'kubetzus that says that you have to add this little piece of metzias to Tosfos, or else you can chos him in a sefer. What happened to the kinyan peh? How come I skin in there? He's angling in such a way there's no kinyan peh. That's what the shita says. Then the oedish lema, what does Tosfos say at the end? Tosfos says, you know, by the way, just between you and me, the Gemara could have given it another answer, another Ukibta, which is closer to home, something that we're more familiar with. What could the Gemara have said? Again, what's the purpose of Laman Alpha Laman Alpha trying to find the case of Achiyah V'Achila without a Kinyan, right? That's the goal of the Gemara. What could the Gemara have said? Very simple. Invoking what imagery from Laman Alpha Beis? Somebody else stuck it into my mouth. Everyone saw the Taisa at the end? Taisa says, for who didn't have a matzal and mayim with the Afshal Achila below Agbaka and Tachva Lechavei, right? You don't have to put it on a stick. Someone else could be, I mean, it's on a stick, but someone else was pushing it down my throat. The Gemara could have done that also. Now come in and tell me, if you would have given that Okimta, that would have been great. Why would that have been great? Because that would have been great. That would have been Ktsois talking, right? That would have been Ktsois down, right? The Ktsois would say, yeah, that's great, because it's Takano Kinyan. What do you mean it's inside my mouth? No, but there was no Maisa Knis Latach Piv. So there was no Knis, there was no Knis Lachatz. That's what you meant, right? You were saying you have shot on the Vahua didn't have a matzah meimar. So in the Gemara's Okimta itself, I don't think the Ktsois is going to help. You have to dig up the Shit Mekubetz and put the guy acrobatics and upside down in his mouth. Things are falling out of his mouth. I don't understand. But according to the Hood, another Muslim name, it would have read a lot smoother. So the Shita tries to figure out why the Gemara said one Kimta, not the other. But again, the Okimtas are in a certain sense going to Tosis details. The details of Okimtas to try to figure out a Hechatim, so a Hachamai Eskinan, that you weren't turning. So when all the dust settles, the goal of this entire Sugya is really one. The goal of the Sugya, Naflamet Alf, the goal of this line, the Gemara is to create a Chiyav Achila, a Chiyav Kares for the Chaylev, without being Kainan. And once you're able to create that hechatim, that hachamayis kinyan, that okimta, in whatever shape or form, then you're home free from Rabbi Abin, you're not subject, you're not bound to a kiyutzer chanoch anymore, you are ready to roll. What happened to the kinyan? So we have to address, what happened to which kinyan? What happened to Agbor? What happened to Yad? So Rashi only solved the Agbor problem, Rashi ignored the Yad part, either the Dvar Avram or the Ktaisis version where Rashi ignored it. Ktaisis took the Yad and the Agbor very much serious. And tell you how to create situations where neither of the kinyanim are going to work, different okimtas. In the process of this Lachagis Rashi and Taisus, all we learned was Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, and Ksubas. We learned Rashi's beer in the Gemara, and Taisus' beer in the Gemara. In the process, our eyes were hopefully opened up to Sugis about Kinyan Yad, Kinyan Chatzir, Kinyan Peh, Nachay Kinyas, Gittin, Kinyanim, are they the same, are they different? And all the Rayas from all the Sugis throughout Shas. That how to learn the Gemara in Bava Kama depends on Machlokes Rashi and Taisus, Ksubas, Daf Lamed Aleph, how to learn the Mishnah in Eivin, how to learn Kedushin of Chavav. All these sugyas are all revolving around the same Nakuda. What is the Gemara trying to accomplish? The Gemara is trying to knock out a Kinyan. Are we knocking out Kinyan Agbor? Kinyan Yad? Kinyan Yad exist? Doesn't exist? All this is all rolled into this one we can do the Gemara. So Rabbi Say, when all the dust settles, we seem to have solved the world's problems. We seem to have solved what we try to, problem we've been trying to solve, namely, how could Rav Chisda and Rabbi Abin live together. That was the whole goal. Rav Chisda said, "Go on to Chavish Chaver. It's Chayev. Kredim Shevel Day Iser Achila." And Rabbi Abin was the one who said that Akiva Tzarech Hanachah. There's very Chaytus Potter. Baruch Hashem, we came up with two Lashanas of the Gemara. We seem to be home free. Hopefully, that's from tomorrow. We have to get to the next Kasha of the Gemara, where the Gemara begins to question whether Rabbi Abin's statement is true altogether. And Rabbi Barbai introduces a whole new angle of the goodness of Kishab. So that's from tomorrow. Okay, does anyone have any idea what is our schedule tomorrow? Can we rediscuss this? Because I have no idea.
Tomorrow.